Hey everyone, it's your DM. I just wanted to hit you with some in-game announcements. Firstly, I wanted to thank everyone that has been listening to the story up to this point. We can't believe the following that we have gained through this story. You guys are fucking awesome. This episode is the season finale to the story that you have all been listening to, A Sister's Love. Due to what has happened in this episode, a lot of things have changed, and now I have to rewrite a lot of the story that has already been done. Due to this and what has happened, I have a lot of work ahead of me. Leaving off on this cliffhanger is great for not only the story, but also a perfect place to end the first season. Don't worry though, we'll be back with season 2, picking up right where we left off. We are still going to be uploading constantly, so don't worry about a gap in content. We are starting a new story in a land that I have created. The story is called The Chronicles of Vavengula, where a witcher is summoned to a new and far-off land to help with the newly arrived monsters. But enough on that for now. I don't want to give too many spoilers away. Tune into The Chronicles of Vavengula to get to know the characters that my players will be portraying. Well, that's it for me. Thank you again for everyone that has stuck with us and helped us grow in every aspect. Next time you're listening to us, we will be in the land of Vavengula.
3, 2, 1,
action.
Way to fuck up my intro, but welcome back everybody to episode 28. Are you trying to do what I'm trying to do?
I am.
Do you want to do it? Hey, that's how you do the intro.
Oh no. Welcome back to EDDS. I don't know where to go from here because I am not the creative one. That is DM. Ceramic, I feel like you put me on a pedestal and I don't like it.
No, not a pedestal, just on the stage.
And it's amusing.
And I just nat wand and jumped off the stage. There we go.
All right. Well, so last time you guys made your way into the Ruined Castle. And you guys had a pretty good idea. You moved in pretty stealth, being quiet, you know, pretty stealthy. And Felvindar lifted Reed up with telekinesis to look farther into the building because it was kind of a nice layout. You'd walk in through these big double doors. There's this hallway. And then at the end of the hallway, there'd be a set of stairs on the right and left that would take you up to a platform. And then another set of stairs to the left, and that would take you into the main throne room of this castle. You guys ended up having to battle a whole group of bandits, including the bandit chief, and Reed went down, but was brought back up by Felvindar, and it was a pretty heated battle for a good majority of the time, but you guys held strong and defeated everyone. We left you guys off in the main throne room. Reed is sitting on the throne eating an apple. Gris is sitting in front of him on the stairs. And Felvindar, I don't know what you were doing, Felvindar. I imagine sitting, resting a bit.
Yeah, checking on the chickens.
Yes. The tables are lined with an incredibly amount of food. And
yes,
it's got multiple roasted chickens, cheese wheels, all the fruits and vegetables you could
sweet rolls.
Think of, sweet rolls, wine, ale, home brews, everything. It looks like they were just about to have a feast, but you guys interrupted them. You might have been able to eat with them. They could have been really nice guys. Like, you just were like, nope, let's just fucking kill everybody. But, you know, hey, that's just nice me. Too. That's just me. So yeah, we'll leave it off. You guys are probably pretty tired after that battle and you're just kind of hanging out in this throne room.
I guess there's not much free time for us.
No, there's not. There is a hallway off to your left that you can see the end of. And then it goes downwards. So I guess south. For the listeners, I'm guessing that's a good way to describe directions of tunnels that I've made. It's again, it's part of the castle. It looks very nice. There's no door. It's just an open castle. The throne that Reed is sitting in is up against this big wall, but there's two walkways that go behind it. That could lead you somewhere. And then there's another hallway that you guys have seen, like the corner of, up a little ways past the throne and off to the right. So you guys have some options on which way you go.
I would like to pull forth my staff and rub the knowledge runes to just see what happens in here.
The staff glows a toxic green color, and Fels Vendor's eyes roll in the back of his head, and he goes into this trance. You are now looking through the eyes of somebody else. Someone that has been in this castle or may still be. It's a, you look down, you're walking through a hallway, and you look down, you're holding food on a plate, and you're bringing it out to the table you're standing in front of, and you notice that you're coming out of the hallway to the left. You'd presume that this is the eyes of maybe like a servant of some kind that was setting up this table of food in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the vision goes blurry, but just as it stops, another one picks up and you have a whip in your hand. You're in a dark, wet place, almost like a cave, and you're whipping somebody that is tied up against a cave wall.
Is it a domina?
You're laughing. You can hear laughter coming from the person that you are looking through the eyes, and screams all around you. And then that image fades and the vision is over.
Ah, I see. So there might be a cave connected to this keep somewhere. All right. So I have a good idea by now what the knowledge part of it does, but not what peace and insanity do.
Yes. I'm trying to do it well enough that you just are like, okay, I know what it does, instead of me just being like, oh yeah, this staff does this and this, because that's not fucking funny. And it's really like, I made the staff for your character. So it's like one of those pieces that your character, I would imagine, should always have until he's dead. Like,
yeah. I still need to figure it out a bit.
It's kind of like the shield for Gris and the ring for...
He has no idea. It's just a shield to him in a minute. So,
yeah, yeah, the same for me. It's just a ring for now. Yeah.
So,
right, guys, I just had a strange vision there of a cave and a woman who, was it a woman?
Yeah, yeah,
it was, yeah, a woman hands with a whip whipping a man in.
No. The female was the
a woman getting a whip.
The servant that was bringing out the food, right?
Yeah.
And then the whipping part, when you were looking through the eyes of what you would think is somebody torturing somebody, you couldn't tell because it had like black gloves on his hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the laughter did sound male to you.
I see.
It was coming from the person you were looking through their
eyes.
There
might be some place here that's being used for torture. Just saying, somewhere underground, maybe.
Right up your alley, then.
What?
Huh?
What do you think of me, Grizz?
Should we just get that crate or that card or whatever it was?
Yeah, we need to have a look around where they keep their stocks and where they might keep the supplies of Marcus.
Well, they gotta have a kitchen for all this food, right?
Yeah, it's probably over there to the left. That's where the waitresses come from.
What? What waitress?
Oh, yeah. The servants, at least what I've seen so far, tend to take this way to bring food from this corridor to the tables. So I imagine a kitchen might be that way.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the other way now. Yeah.
Well, before anything, Chris stands up, walks over to Phil and Dan, puts a hand on his shoulder. Can you do some of that, you know, magic-y stuff? So I'm back up full.
Oh, yeah, sure. And Filmandai holds both of his hands on your shoulders and... Does it do it? Oh, no, that was... Yeah, so you heal for 23.
Yeah, that'll do it, my dude.
Nice.
I'm just going to check what's back here.
So you think we should split up, or...
I'm feeling a bit thirsty, so I'm going to head towards the kitchen.
Reed, you're greeted with just the back part of this wall, and it just loops around, but there is a door with two pits of fire by it lighting the way.
That looks important. I would like to check the traps.
Okay. Roll investigation.
That is right there.
With a 13, you don't think you see any traps.
Okay.
Real fast, Felvindar and Reed, or Felvindar and Gris, are you guys trying to move quietly?
Gris? I guess we should try.
Gris has his sword and shield on his... Well, he's got his sword sheath around his waist, halberd on the back. His shield's on his back, and he's just walking slow next to Filvander.
Okay. Well, if you guys are...
Oh,
four. Well, you rolled a four, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Let's just go.
Yeah, a four and a five. You guys... Reed, the door is locked.
I would like to unlock it.
All right, roll to do that.
That would be my thieves tool. There we go. And that would be Dex. And 17.
17 will do it. You start working on the lock, and in no time, you fucking pop that lock off. Gris and Felvindar.
Peeking around the corner.
Yep. You guys pass through the
tunnel. Oh, there's a door here?
Yes, there is a door back there that are lit by two pits of fire. At the end of the tunnel you're at now has another door and another hallway that continues south.
Can I open the door? Is it locked?
Yeah, it's not locked.
All right, then I open it.
And you come to a room with a bunch of supplies in it. Ooh. Bunch of boxes. They're stamped. A lot of them are East Coast Trading Company, or I'm sorry, East Coast. Imperial Trading Company is like more than half of these boxes and barrels and crates, and it looks like a bunch of supplies. There's no like markings of like what's in them, so if you want to know what's in them.
Chris, there's a storage room here. Maybe they parked or put the Marcus's belongings here in one of these crates or barrels.
Can Gris take a perception check to look for possibly, like an invoice address on them?
Yes, you can, but we're going to go back to Reed for a second. Reed. You've unlocked this door.
I'm going to open it.
Yeah. You can go ahead and roll your perception check, by the way, Gris. Okay. You open it slowly. You hear a snap. I need a dexterity saving roll. Like you hear a rope break. Like that's the snap sound.
That's a 23.
Oh, yeah. You see five fairly large arrows like you wouldn't shoot out of a bow are coming at you, and you like dodge off to the left and hide up against the wall, and they all crash against kind of where your character is right now, but the wall that the throne would be sitting on. And they just break apart. You're good. And you are revealed with a hallway that you can't really tell, but it looks like there might be a cave like back wall. I'm not going to reveal it just yet for you, but yeah, I would just say you would be able to see like the back part of that where the room is, it doesn't look like castle wall to you. It's not nice. It's not stone. It's more of a cave.
Okay.
And it almost looks like there's a balcony. And then after the balcony, that's when it looks like it might be turning into like a cave. Maybe they're not finished with it. You don't know.
Okay, I would like to walk up there slowly and sneakily.
Okay, well, roll me a sneak check. Yeah.
That's a 17.
Yep, you're good. You are revealed. It is an actual balcony, and you see a guard standing there.
Oh.
There.
Oh.
And you are up on this giant balcony that's actually, I'm just going to reveal the whole area because. But yeah, you're on this giant balcony. There's benches all along the back wall, and there's two guards that have crossbows that are looking away from you, like into the cave, kind of just keeping a watch. You can hear screaming. You can hear somebody laughing, and you kind of pick up that, this might be a torture chamber. There's also stairs that go down off to the left that have two pits of fire that are lighting its way.
How does the buckets look under these guys?
Roll a perception check.
That's a 7.
Not really good.
I will slowly move back.
Okay.
Through the hallway and close the door.
All right. As you do that, Felvindar and Gris, so you guys are looking around at these crates and barrels. And
yes.
Did you guys want to open them?
Yeah, and maybe search for the stuff that Marcus is looking for.
Yeah, so you like get over to the boxes, you crack one of the lids on it, and it's you instantly know this, Felvindar, to be ingredients for like making potions and stuff mages would use.
Still, I can't be sure if those are the things that Marcus wants, can I?
I would have imagined he would have given you guys some sort of list.
Yeah. So
you could identify it. And the more you start to open, you realize that this is the stuff.
He'd have probably given you a list because you're probably the most trustworthy out of all three of us.
What do you mean?
As in, you are probably, what's the word I'm looking for? The smartest out of three of us.
But So you definitely are like, yep, this is it.
All right.
This is the stuff.
Bingo, Gris. Oh, no. I don't think bingo would be a thing in Tamriel.
I don't think so.
Gris, I think I found it. Those are the things that Marcus wants us to deliver to him.
By the nines.
That's how it is.
The nines.
Yeah, that's better. By the nines.
Take inspiration.
Really? Okay. Well,
you're quoting from the games. You don't need to roll anything. Just mark it down.
No, I clicked that by accident.
Should we keep exploring, or should we get Reed and be off of here? I think time is kind of running for Naesala.
Yeah, I would like to get. Well, we know where this area is, right? The thing is, we still need to get past that patrol on the way in.
Yeah. You mean the one at the bridge that passed us?
Yeah. I don't know where they're going to be, so that's more than likely a fight, or who knows, we could leave this place back for the front and they're there waiting for us.
Yes. I feel kind of exhausted after the fights recently. I'm not sure if we should take the risk and explore everything here and might lose the ingredients.
Yeah, so my suggestion, one sec. So over the rings, I'd like to call Reed. Obviously, Phil and Dad can hear it as well because I'm in the room with him, saying, Reed, we found the supplies. We could possibly get it out without getting any more contact back out the way we came. But no guarantee we'll be able to get past the patrol out front if we do that. And plus, there's a lot more places in this area. So do we stay and search or do we just leave?
Well, if we didn't have the leader of this place totally turned to fine dust, we could have used his head and told him, look, we have his head. Now let us through and get us everything. But now that that is not an option, I say we get the stuff and get out of here. I happened to find another room, which was a really, really small room, holding a lot of torture shit in it. It was really small, really small. Nothing, it was only like one tongue and like a whip and stuff like that. So nothing to worry about, Phil and Da.
Yeah, you also heard screaming, I guess.
No, because there was nobody here. So I just say we just get out of here.
Didn't he hear screams? Did you say so?
He just lied to you guys.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I literally told the room was the smallest room I've ever seen with a lot of torture devices in it. It's like just like some tongs, a whip, and no screaming at all.
But he's not in front of us, so we wouldn't be able to know if he's lying or not.
No.
No, that's why I'm not making him roll.
But I trust the visions of the staff more than Reed.
Well, you only saw the guy with a whip.
And screams. Yes. The guy who was being tortured.
But you don't see any.
Anyway, I like the idea of going now.
Reed, can you check down that corridor to the right of the throne?
Well, I'm already doing it. Technically, I already did because I just found the torture room. There's more down here, but.
Well, then.
Let us just get going now.
Yeah, I'm guessing me and Phil and Dad grab a crate each and start making our way to the main room.
The list that you guys have calls for 5 crates of supplies.
5 crates?
Oh, shit. You can carry one at a time.
Well, that makes it easy.
Can Chris technically carry 2 crates? Because he's strong.
Even if he would be able to carry 2
I would
crates.
Say yes, 2 crates, but like at that point you would be like as low as your arms can go and your chin as high as it could go and it'd still be resting against the top of the crate.
But still, Reed and Philander could only carry 1.
Probably,
but
yeah.
Can Philander use telekinesis on another box?
Yeah, I wondered that too, but I don't know if I could do that.
Always imagine telekinesis, you have to use your hand, especially at this lower of a level. I know it's used with your mind, but I feel like you would need to use a hand.
Well, in Skyrim, you use your hand.
Yeah, exactly. So if he was carrying one, no.
But can I use telekinesis to lift both of them up?
Let's roll me a intelligence. That's what I had you do right for the read was intelligence. Yeah, roll me your intelligence.
18.
With an 18, I'll say you'll be able to carry 2.
All right, all the way back to the tower.
I don't know. Maybe there was a card outside you guys missed or something.
Ooh, okay, yeah. So, Reed, we need you over here to...
Sure.
There are 5 crates here.
I'm on my way.
Nice. Gris and I are carrying 2, and you will take the last one. However, we cannot afford to run into any more surprises. We're kind of full packed now.
If we run into a group, I can take the brunt where you guys get prepared behind me to support. I'm not doing too bad on health, in all fairness, boys. I'm feeling
yeah, good. We just need to watch out that none of these crates' contents get damaged.
Yeah, so we'd have to leave them a bit behind before we get into combat.
Yes.
If we get ambushed, we are a little bit up one of those creeks of our paddle.
Everybody give me a perception check.
That's a 23. That's all 20.
Oh, yeah.
Phil, six guys have walked in.
Felvindar, Reed, you guys hear some noises coming from like somewhere over here, like down this hall, right?
Like people coming this way?
It doesn't sound like anybody's coming this way, but it sounds like commotion. You can hear something chopping against a like wood, like a knife against wood, right? Or like a axe against wood. You can hear that. You can hear things being crashing together, I guess is the best way to describe it. You hear crackles of fire, and you can hear muttering. You can't really make what it is, but you can tell that there are people talking to each other in this room.
There are more of them nearby. I say we grab the crates and quickly get out of here.
Yep, I agree.
Sure.
All right.
All right. So you lift up
two
that.
Crates.
Chris grabs two crates.
Okay.
I walk out without a crate. No, I grab a crate.
You take one crate.
Crate. Perfect. All right. Yeah. Are you guys leaving here?
Yes.
We're going to have a look around. Okay. You get back to the front entrance. You open up the doors and are greeted with a crack of lightning, a huge thunder strike, sound of thunder, and it is downpouring. Like, downpouring.
My life.
And it's probably like 11 at night.
Well, at least we have the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
So can we try to go the entire pathway back again to the very beginning where we came in here?
With the exception of if we do see light, as in lanterns, that we are able to basically move off the path.
Yeah, I think in nighttime lights stick out pretty good, so I guess we would be able to see them from quite a distance. I don't know about the rain, but
rain's gonna impair your guys's vision. So let's say you could typically see 120 feet on a clear day, right? This would bring you down to like 30 feet. It's raining sideways.
Yeah. So let us just go the pathway that we came from and try to move as stealthily as we can.
Gris takes point.
And then see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys make it all the way back to the bridge.
Okay, so we're down.
These three guards aren't there. They're up here. You guys can't see that because it's up.
I'm guessing the bridge is down.
The bridge is, it's actually not down.
Really? In this storm? Holy shit.
Yeah. Hmm.
Gris, do you see anything?
I don't see shit.
Well, we almost made it. Let's get going.
Shut up. There's people above us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys can see the light of a fire above you off to the right.
I'm guessing we're in the dark down here, right?
Oh, yeah, it's pitch black dark. Like, when the stairs come up, you stumble a bit because you don't. I mean, like, you remember stairs, but you can't. It's like really fucking hard to see right now.
You remember stairs.
so, yeah, you guys, you guys, I'm gonna take you off this map.
We got in, killed people, and left.
Yeah. So it took you a 2-hour walk to get here. It takes you like 5 hours to get back with carrying those crates. And you have to make stops so Velvindar can rest his mind from using telekinesis every like hour or so, because it's just really taxing. And this is the first time you've kept up the spell for this long.
I guess I increase my strength with it, don't I?
Yes, you definitely do. But eventually, you guys get back to the tower, Marco's tower. Marco's the crazy fucking wizard guy.
I would knock at the door.
And the little elf that you saw before opens and says, "Ah, wow, you guys are back. It's really raining outside. Do you want to come in? Yeah?
Yes.
You want to come in? Yeah?
Yes, we got the delivery. Okay.
Come on.
Also, take this. I just dropped the crate in the arm of the guy.
Hey, come on. Be careful. Those are important to my master.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving them to you.
Okay, well.
They have not been damaged.
That's good. As you guys set him down, he starts to rummage through him. He's like, yep, that's here. Yes. 3 bushels. Yep. Mm-hmm, yep. He's like, oh, yes, I will. Master! Screams up through the stairs. They're back! They're back! And shortly after he screams up the stairs, Marco comes down and, oh, yes, I see. You have returned with my crates. Very good job, boys. Very good job. Yes. Gold? Would you like some gold for your troubles?
Yes, please.
And he snaps a finger and 3 cold purses appear right in front of you. And then if you don't try to catch them, they're going to fall on the floor.
I'm catching all 3.
They got a... They got 100 gold septums in each one.
Oh, I am just going to pocket all 3.
Well, it's like right in front of everybody's face. You might be able to grab one of them, but not like the 3rd one.
Damn it.
I'll take mine.
Fine. I'll let them be. I'll take one.
Yeah, so that was 100 gold septums that he just gave you.
Nice.
He says, you all look very tired. You must... would you like to rest before we try to perform our ritual on the
town?
Yes?
What a hot trip.
Okay, well, on the 3rd floor is the bathhouse. So if you want to wash up, start there. And on the 7th floor is where your quarters are. Just keep walking.
Thank you, Marcus.
Of course. Why and then he goes,
because you're fat. I'll start walking up the stairs all the way up to the 4th floor to sleep, because I don't need a bath. We've been in the storm for the last 5 hours.
I don't know, hot warm bath might feel pretty nice on your bones, but
yeah,
I'm an Argonian. I'm cold blooded.
Yeah, that's true. A cold bath might be good for your so yeah, you guys can clean up, wash up, and you sleep. It rains throughout the whole
night. I would like to sneak into Reed's room while he sleeps.
What the fuck?
Okay. Are you going to be wearing your armor when you do this?
Nope. I'm in no armor.
Okay. We're all a sneak check. Yeah. Stealth check.
Yeah, I get advantage on this.
No, because you definitely hear him coming in.
Oh, okay, no man.
You're like a light sleeper, right? You're a fucking stealthy person. So
I am
like
a rogue.
You're a rogue. You're a light sleeper. A fucking mouse walks into your room and you wake up with a dagger ready. Like
that same mouse that kicked the pebble.
You like get to the point, like to his bed, and you're about to slap him, and he just opens his eyes and looks at you.
Like, hey, what buddy. The fuck are you doing?
And then I slap him.
And then I slap you.
What the fuck, guys?
Yeah, so that happens. You guys all rest up. You get a long rest, so recover any hit points you may have lost.
I got all my luck points.
The next day,
On the second floor, as you guys walked up to your bedrooms, that was like a living quarters, like with a table and a fireplace and like a kitchen area, no beds or anything like that. And you guys, I presume, go downstairs.
Yes.
Yeah. And once you get to the second floor, you're greeted with Marco sitting at the table drinking something that looks to be hot because there's steam coming out of the cup, and the young elf boy is making food. There's already a little bit of food on the table too, and he gestures for you to join him.
I have one question before I leave my room.
Okay.
Is there anything valuable worth stealing in that room?
There's like some like nice paintings and stuff. You don't really know if they'd like be worth the trouble, because they're like really big paintings in these really big frames. There's like some vases with flowers in them, like a couple dressers with just Common's clothes in it. Nothing really, yeah, to steal. No,
I'm gonna find a cloak if I can do that in the cup.
A cloak?
A cloak.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal that. Definitely, dude. There's like a couple. There's like a dark green one, a brown one, a really really dark red one that almost looks black, and then like a light blue one.
Give me. I actually take the dark red and the green and the green. Both those.
Just add that to add that to your stuff.
Good morning, Marco.
Ah, good morning. How did you guys sleep?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. That's good. Are you ready for the task at hand today?
Yes, what do we need?
Well, you see, I have everything we already need. I've
what must we
all
do?
All night. And he gestures to a vial, like a really nice vial with a cork in the top. He says, that is the potion for your friends. You may take it now if you like.
I'll take it.
Yeah. When we return to the city, the effects will take about an hour, and we will see if she wakes up. But more importantly, the ritual that we must perform tonight is going to be a full moon. And if you like, he's got windows, obviously, on every level. There's windows. Have nice glass. It's still raining fucking its ass off. And you're like, full moon? I'm like, well, whatever. It's like, trust me when I say this rain should be clearing up rather quickly.
Sure. What do we need to do for this ritual?
Yes. I guess it'd be good to tell you guys now. So.
I have a question real quick.
This isn't in character. I'm sorry, I remember how to...
this isn't in character. It took us over 12 hours to walk from the town to the tower.
No. It took us half a day.
Yeah, it's half a day. Which I mean, yeah, 12... No, I'm saying like half of daytime, not like an actual day.
Okay. Because my theory was obviously... If we get back there at night time, something's going to be there at night. But then again, what time is it we've all woken up? Because we got
it's like 9 a.m. in the morning.
So maybe we arrive there at noon?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, so, Phil Vindari, you just asked Marco what we will actually be doing. And
yes.
He comes back with 1 second. Yes, the ritual. Well, it's not too hard to do, but I will definitely need your help. The items that we need, which we still have not gotten, is the blood from a pure-hearted creature, 5 Nirn Root, which we have, and 3 soul gems that have dark souls that fill them, which I also have. So the only thing we need is the blood from a pure-hearted creature.
Well, you can take Chris.
Those are the, that need Gris alive to help.
But how much blood do you need?
A decent amount. So I was thinking maybe we could find like an animal of some sort, preferably one that only eats plants.
That shouldn't be too hard.
Yes. Depending on the creature, like a rabbit, we would need multiple rabbits, maybe five. But if you've got something like a horse or a fairly large deer of some sort.
Oh, we have a horse.
You touch
the
horse, and I will cut your fucking head off.
A horse would be most ideal for this. With the amount of blood, really should use the horse.
No, not happening. Not happening. I mean, not happening.
You could always buy a new horse.
Nope. Can't replace Jeff. Nope. Not happening.
Mm. All right. Well, we will need to get the blood, because without the blood, obviously, it will not work.
Why do we need blood?
It's just part of the ritual, of course.
I don't like when blood is involved in a ritual.
Well, I mean, it is to live a curse. And typically curses are... Bound by blood, yes, Felvendar, they are. And they are very evil in nature. That is why we need the blood of a pure-hearted creature. So the pure-heartedness that flows through the blood will cleanse the evil.
Maybe if Reed hunts a deer, would that suffice?
A large deer would be just as good. Horse would be ideal, but if you're not willing to use your horse, then I guess we'll have to use a deer.
Jeff ain't going nowhere.
Now I will explain to you what we will all have to do in this ritual. It must be performed at midnight, so when the moon is highest in the sky. It has to be done on a full moon. We will perform the ritual in the middle of the town, actually around the monument that was built there, because that is where I believe the evil is coming from. Now, this requires a lot of concentration, mainly from myself, Felvendar, you will be assisting me, and
of course,
my little elf assistant. What will happen is we will need to place the three soul gems apart from each other in a triangle formation. Felvendar, myself, and I, and my little elf helper here, we will all need to use our constitution throughout the ritual. The only bad part is if our constitution isn't strong enough for certain parts of the ritual, we might suffer some effects after the ritual is done.
What kinds of effects do you mean?
We could wake, be knocked out unconscious and wake up with no memory of who we are, where we came from, or any of our memories whatsoever.
That is indeed serious.
We should be fine. Don't worry so much. And then, so we will take the blood and pour it in a circle around the triangle formed soul gems.
Yeah.
As the ritual goes, once we start our ritual and he teaches you the words to the ritual, I actually didn't make those words up, but I did make some up. The Gris and Reed, this is where you come in. Those five Nirru, yes, well, we will split. You each have two and half of the fifth one, both in your hands. Now, this is very, very important that you guys remember this. You must walk around us. We will be on our knees saying, starting the ritual. You guys will have to walk around us clockwise while pulling off the leaves of the Nirru root counterclockwise. So in the opposite direction.
What?
That you are walking.
Do we
and
have to remember that?
As you pull these leaves off, you will need to toss them up in the air and say, float to where you belong. Those are the words that you must remember.
Okay, float to where you belong.
Have you done this before?
No, I haven't. You know, I really haven't, because this is a very powerful ritual and I've always need some help. And well, the townsfolk don't like to help with my experiments after some unfortunate things happened.
You guys better remember that to the letter.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you mess up the saying, you almost practically might kill us. So there's that, yes, too. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Okay, we're going to have to go over this again, because you lost me when you basically said, like, full moon. I was just...
Both of you hold 2.5 Nernroot plants in your hand. You go clockwise in the circle around the triangle of black soul gems while ripping the leaves of the Nernroot plants from counterclockwise direction, and then say flow to where
you belong.
You belong, thank you. Flow to where you belong. That's your task.
Very good, Phil. Vimdar, very good.
Okay. Can you write that down for me, please? And I'll write it on my hand.
I don't know how you're going to be able to hold a piece of paper when you have Nernroot in your hands and you're having to use your other hand to pull leaves off.
I will.
You must
tie it to my gauntlet on my glove and be able to read that off there. I'm not going to be able to remember all of that.
Well, I could go over it again right before we start the ritual.
Can you even read, Chris?
Yes.
Why the long pause?
That was a long pause.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chris can read, by the way. Just being really difficult.
I actually didn't know if he did or not.
He does. He's just being difficult because he's like not really sure what to think of this guy and what's going to be going on. And
so are you guys ready? We must go find a pure-hearted creature and take its blood.
Leave that to me.
The first thing.
Yeah, we're going
to... I would like to go hunting.
Okay. I'm going to say it takes you about 2 hours to hunt, but you find a deer and you kill it. I'm not going to make you roll for it. You can't bring it back, though. You wouldn't be strong enough. So.
But Gris is.
Did you go with him?
No.
Okay. So I'll say it takes another hour for Reed to come back, tell you, hey, I killed a deer. You went and grabbed it and dragged it back.
Yep.
Motherfucker. Okay.
The whole time I was talking to Phil Vandar and what's his name? Marco's assistant?
Marco. Marco Damascus.
I was speaking to Marco's assistant and Phil Vandar regarding the procedure in what I needed to do while I'm guessing Marco was preparing for the ritual.
Yes. And you do that, and I would imagine going over it for so long, it's like, okay, now remember, you say float to where you belong kind of thing. And so you do that, and I would say you'd remember it, but hey, it's your character, so don't forget, because you could kill us. Don't forget. Yeah, but we should probably go, guys. Like, it's wow. Look at the time.
So
it's probably about noon right now.
Does this ritual might provoke any creatures of the night that come with the curse, because it's night and we are outside for the ritual, as far as I understood?
Yeah, about that. That's another thing.
How will we be protected from anyone who might trespass there?
You know, there's supposed to be a invisible like aurora, like bunch of magic that should like surround us and we should be immune. But I also kind of forgot to mention this. If we mess it up, along with the whole being knocked out and losing all of our memories, could open up an Oblivion Gate as well.
What?
So, shall we get going?
No.
So
I don't like this anymore.
I don't like this either. I'm not okay with this.
So we either bring peace or cataclysm.
And then you wake up and you're like, where am I? Who am I? I don't know. Yeah. So outside of character, Felvindar, you have to, there are five chances of constitution saves. Saving throws.
I'm not even proficient in them. I have a +2 modifier.
This is not supposed to be easy.
I doubt I make it, dude.
There is supposed to be a high chance of failure with this, which hope to God that doesn't happen. You will need to succeed with 3 of the 5 saving throws.
What's the DC?
It was nice. It's 13, so you need to roll 13 or higher.
I'll take it. I might just lose everything that makes a mage a mage, but
yes, if you fail, you will lose all your memory, and I mean all of it. I'm not gonna tell you or not if you can get it back or not, because that would be no fun. If, and same goes for the other three that are, or the other two that are participating, Marco and his assistant. If any one, three of you guys fail, the ritual ends and an Oblivion Gate opens. Not necessarily in Kvatru, maybe not even in Cyrodiil. I roll a percentage die, and based on the based on what I roll is where that gate appears. So you might not even see it ever, but it could also just appear in Kvatch as well. There's like a percentage chance. There's a percentage for each city to have a gate open, not like multiple, just the, again, there's only one that will open. It could happen in each of the cities, each of the continents, and any cities in those continents. In countries and providences, whatever you want to call them. And then also just randomly out in the wilderness.
So technically, any enemy that, if say the Oblivion Gate was to open, anything that comes out of the Oblivion are technically undead, right?
That or demon. Is undead.
Huh?
Like that or no, Daedra. I don't think their class is undead. It's, I think it's Daedra. Like a...
They are classified as Daedra, not undead.
I don't know why I couldn't think that of that. So yes, that is.
Can we get this done this session? Because I need to know if I lose my character or not.
Yes, I was gonna like skip, like you guys make it back.
Yeah, let's go, please.
You still can play as your character. You just...
He's just dumb.
Yeah, like no great whatsoever. And there will be like penalties against your magic because you've lost all your knowledge of magic. So, like, so you're not starting at level 1 again, but there's going to be like percentages to fail, just straight up fail if you try to cast something.
Are we able
and then obviously it will get lower and lower and lower and lower as you...
Are we able to get back to Naesala and then have her awake before the ritual?
She might be waking up during the ritual by the time you guys get back. Because you're going to get back. Good. I will say, like, it would probably be wise to wait until the ritual is done.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know, honestly, because I don't know what's about to happen. God, wouldn't that be great if an Oblivion Gate opened up right in Kvatch? Man,
You have a wizard that doesn't remember anything about his life at an Oblivion Gate and another passed out. A passed out Nusala. God, that just sounds fun, doesn't it?
That sounds like the end of a series. No further.
Let's go. Well, let's go.
There's only one way to find out. So, you guys, before you leave, you drain the blood out of the deer into vials so you can pour
one it second before yes. we start this. I want to hear an entire explanation from every one of you guys how this works and what you need to say before we go in there. Gris, you start, please.
Fuck. I was hoping Reed was going to read first and I was going to copy him.
Because if you fail the wording on that, or if you walk counterclockwise instead of clockwise, that could all kill us. But please tell me.
Okay, so Gris has 2.5 Nurn roots. He walks clockwise around the triangle, ripping mm-hmm. off counterclockwise as he goes.
Yeah,
and then he says, "Georgie, we all float up here," or something like that. I have no idea what he says. Something about floating up here or something.
Flow to where?
Huh?
And you have to toss it up in the air.
Was it float to where you came, was it?
Flow to where you belong.
Float to where you belong.
Yes.
I'm going to write that down.
Reed, you please. Show me that you got it.
Okay. So,
I'm going to get it.
2.5 Nian root. I have to start walking clockwise while saying this phrase, float to where you belong, and having pulling the leaves off. This is the one I don't understand. Pulling the leaves off counterclockwise and throwing them in there.
Yeah, so you start from the left of the plant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. So you walk like in the right around, like as a clock would. So clockwise around the circle of the three people that are kneeling performing, which is Marco, Felvengar.
You mean around the triangle, not the circle?
Well, yeah, triangle, because three, whatever. But there's going to be a circle of blood around them. So it's going to be like a triangle of gems, a triangle of people, and then a circle of blood. So you will follow that circle of blood, not stepping in it.
Clockwise.
You will walk to the right, so clockwise, while pulling the leaves off the Nairn root counterclockwise, so to the left. You throw them up in the air above the people and you say, float to where you belong.
Float to where you belong. Not float. But
Gris,
float.
Say it, please.
Float, like a leaf floating to the ground.
Yes.
Gris, can you repeat, please?
I think you're not drunk.
Yeah, good thing I'm not drunk. This would be horrendous. So
I think it's going to be fucking great.
Hang on.
I kind of wish I didn't tell you the DC save now.
Okay. So Gris has a piece of paper tied around his wrist on his gloves.
Okay.
His gauntlets. And it reads, walk clockwise around blood, pull leaves counterclockwise, starting from the left of the Nurn root.
Yes.
Throw above the people, saying, float to where you belong.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it.
Like that and not any different.
Okay, and then Gris writes underneath that, like that, not any different. And then underneath that, P.S. If wrong, bad.
So
if wrong, bad.
If wrong, very bad. The rain finally stops on your guys' way back. The sun comes out. You have a nice walk back to the Kvatch, probably a little quiet, I would imagine. You guys get back to Kvatch. It's about 6 o'clock. More like 7. You would have time to go, like, obviously, you have some time. The Marco and his assistant is going to go prepare. They have to go talk to the king, and be like, hey, we're getting ready to do this preparation, blah, 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 blah. And that's what they're doing. And then they're going to go get set up, like set everything up. Yep. But you guys have, Marco tells you to be there, like, you know, be there before later, sooner than later, but you guys have time to do stuff.
How long is sooner than later?
Well, when the moon is at the highest point in the sky and it's only 6 right now, that when the moon is the highest point in the sky is when the ritual needs to happen.
So it's midnight. 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, yeah. So the sun's like starting to set.
Okay. I would like to go give Nasal the potion.
Okay.
Because if it's going to take an hour for her to wake up, she'll be up by 7 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah, I was wrong when you asked me that before. She would wake up before the... Okay. Well, maybe, actually. I mean, there's still a percentage chance that this won't work.
Gris would like to go back to the inn. Hopefully with Reed, so you can see if anyone's been in the room.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, somebody's been in the room.
Of course.
Of course they have.
It's probably the innkeeper.
Yeah, I thought the same.
But is Nisala in there?
Yeah. Yes. Sleeping like a stone.
Okay. Give her the potion, I guess?
Would we yeah, like you, you crack her lips, you know, like you like put the bottle up to her lips and drink it. Now you just have to wait.
Should take about an hour, if I remember correctly.
That's what Marco said, was about an hour. Are you guys going to, like, wait here for that hour?
I can let Chris wait. I'll go to the other guys.
I wait. Are there any shops open in town?
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting ready to close, but you guys all could go, like, buy some supplies.
I would like to stay with Nasala, but, Chris stays with Nasala, but asks Philvandar, can you head to the store and pick up like at least 10 potions, call it 12, and then we can share it 4 each between us all.
Yeah, I can do that.
And I hand him 50 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm. And then I go to the to the alchemist shop again.
Yes.
Greetings, same friend.
Greetings. Welcome back.
I require,
wasn't it?
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Remember. You didn't tell me your name, I think.
Oh yeah, it's my name is
Alco.
Alco. It's Alco. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Alco. We've met Marco. I require 12 healing potions, please.
I just got a shipment in, but they're kind of short. I only have 5. But
that
but
will
they're
do.
Of,
that will do.
Yeah. All right. That's going to be 200 gold septums.
All right.
All right. Here you go. And he like goes and picks them up off the shelf and hands them over to you. They are the 1d6 healing potions.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 5 of those now.
Alco, I have a request, a favor that you could do me.
Ah, I most certainly will try.
Marco and my companions and myself, we are planning to do a very risky ritual to save this town.
I heard.
And there is a possibility of my companions and myself losing all of our memories.
Ooh, that's not good.
I would write something on parchment here right now with some general information about my person and those of my companions. And if you should see us again after the ritual and it failed, could you maybe show this to us or me afterwards if we lost our memory?
That is most certainly a very bright idea, and I will most certainly do that for you because that would be horrible.
I do not know.
Yes, not know who you are. Yes, of course. Here's some paper and some ink, and
I don't know how long that. Yeah, and I don't know how long that would take, but I would write down everything that comes to his mind. I do not know if there is a chance afterwards to restore our memories. But it would be great if you would do that for me.
Well, yes, of course. I'll hold on to these. And he folds them up and like puts them in his pocket. And yes, of course, I would most certainly do that for you.
Thank you. I owe you.
No, please. Thank you for trying to help our town. It's would be nice for things to go back to normal. So,
yeah,
no, thank you.
I will put my life on the line for that. So do my friends.
Well, if there's anything else I could do for you, Felvendar, you know where I'm at.
Thank you. And then he goes out again.
All right. Yeah, so I would say that might have taken you probably spent like 30, 40 minutes writing some stuff down.
Yeah.
Just general information, probably like who you worship, who your god is, who, like your parents and like names and your name and like just stuff like that.
Yeah. And Grizz and Reed, you can both add 3. So add 3 healing potions, each one of you.
Thank you.
I bought 5, but I give mine that I already had.
I so kind of figured, that's why I didn't ask.
Yeah. So it's 3 for both of you.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Each of you, that is.
All right. Reed, what were you doing? You were at the bar?
Oh, I left. Oh, I left Grizz to, let's say, watch over Nissala.
Yeah, hopefully.
While she was waking up.
Are you doing air quotes when you say watch?
I can.
Why do you
feel
know me so fucking
quotes.
Well? Why did you know me so well?
I can feel the air quotes.
I was making air quotes. But yeah, I left him to watch over Nissala and went to the ritual site already just to prepare.
We'll skip ahead because I do want this all to happen on this
session.
Man,
I'm so on edge.
Grizz, you are sitting there patiently. Felvendar gets back, and not too soon after, you're watching Nesala, and her hand starts to move a bit, and then she starts to open up her eyes a bit, and she's like, "Oh, what happened?" And she's really out of it. And she looks over to you, Grizz. Where am I?
We're in Karach.
Karach, wow. What happened? Last thing I remember was walking downstairs, and then I don't remember anything.
There was strong magic, mermaids, and you fell asleep.
Mermaids?
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, my head. Oh, God, my head.
We brought you here to try and find you help. And we found a wizard named Marco who's trying to help lift a curse on Kvatch. In helping him, he helped us with the potion to basically wake you up. And now this evening, we have to do a ritual where possibly we may all lose our memory.
What?
Possibly our lives.
What? Can I help? And, like, I want to help. And she starts to get up, but has no strength. And, like, can't even, like, lift herself up very far off the pillow.
It's currently around 7 p.m., so you've got at least 4 hours before you have to come to the ritual site. So get your bearings and then come down. And
yeah, we'll, I just need to lay here.
We'll give you a briefing before anything happens. But as soon as it hits midnight, we've got to do this ritual. And shit may go sideways. Not gonna lie.
You guys are doing this for me? Wow. Thank you so much. And like you could see like a tear building up in her eyes. And then she like tries to continue but passes back out. And you would know instantly this is just from being exhausted from whatever the spell was. Like it, she's not under the trance anymore. I'll tell you that out of character.
Well, Gris told her a time, feels comfortable that she's semi caught up. And obviously when she finally does fully wake up and leave, comes to find us at the ritual site.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would, as I'm guessing Gris and Filvendar are still in the room. Gris would like to head downstairs, possibly with Filvendar, and tell the barman exactly where we're going to be on the ritual site, and for him to tell Naysala when she wakes up where we're going to be.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
I'm sorry, there is something that only comes to my mind right now. Do you remember from Skyrim the potions of health? Not the ones of healing, but of health.
Yeah, it cures disease. It gives you more health.
Yeah,
right?
It gives you more health. Temporarily. I wonder, does Alco maybe have such a potion? And would that give me and the two other guys proficiency in constitution saving throws for the duration?
Then I have a plus five
instead of a plus two for con saves.
I'd give him that.
Hey, if he has all right. Something like that.
He's playing the game against you. I'll give it to you.
Yes. I'll say that there was three potions and add... it'll last for the amount of time the ritual will take place.
Nice.
Fortify health.
And yeah. So it's plus five to, well, plus five in total for your con saves for whatever they were.
Yeah.
I mean, are we technically using the law in our favor?
That's what I just did, I think.
Oh my God. It's gone full circle.
All right. So is there anything else anybody wants to do before we start the ritual?
How much do these potions cost?
50 gold septums apiece.
150.
So 150, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. I'll take that off from me.
Gris would like to rip off some leaves off a nearby bush and start walking around in circles, practicing what he's going to be
practice.
Doing.
Not a bad idea, honestly.
Yeah.
So all right.
That's what he's going to be doing for a little bit.
I hope everybody knows what they would like to play after your characters die. No, I'm kidding. Well, maybe not, but I say that jokingly, but that could actually happen now.
Yeah, I'm playing a horse called Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, so the moon, just like Marco said, this is a super clear night, full moon. I'll let you guys know Naysala still has to rest to get her strength back. Because the spell that she was under was practically sapping her away from, like, she has strength damage, like, to her actual strength ability. So she has to heal that up before she's back to 100%. The time comes. The time comes that you guys are a little nervous about, maybe a lot of nervous about. The moon is at its highest point. Felvindar, Marco, and the Marco's assistant. You guys all kneel down and like sit on your knees, kind of like traditional Japanese style.
Here, Marco, I got some potions from your friend Alco that should maybe help us in keeping our constitution up during the ritual.
Ah, this will be very useful. I don't know why I didn't think of this to begin with. Thank you. And he pops the cork and chugs it. Same. Little assistant boy does the same thing. Now, you guys walk up
to the, you guys see the map of Kvatch, right?
Yep.
Ryan. Yes.
Okay. So here is the
monument.
Monument. And how it is done is, like I said, this is a fairly large monument. So Felvindar, Marco, and his assistant are sitting on their knees on the ground in a triangle formation with a black soul gem right in front of them. There is a ring of blood that they poured perfectly around. The three sit inside of the ring of the blood.
And the outer circle is the ring of blood.
Yeah. So like pretty much this outer circle that would represent the street is like the circle of blood.
Yeah.
Which just happens to work out perfectly. Honestly. So Phil Vendar, you don't need to chant anything because I couldn't come up with anything, but you guys start.
All right.
You guys start. You go into, you can feel it start to work. There is this bright white magic aura that appears around you guys. I need Reed and Gris. You guys are on opposite ends, but need to start walking at the same pace clockwise.
Clockwise.
Yep.
I will start walking clockwise.
I would start.
And look over to Gris to see if he's walking the correct way.
Yep.
Yep. So you start. I need you guys to start saying, float to where you belong.
Float to where you belong.
Just keep saying it.
Float to where you belong.
Marco starts to speak and says,
float to where you belong.
Yes.
Float to where you belong.
Be gone, evil spirits. Be gone from this land of Kvatch.
Float to where you belong.
Be gone from.
Float to where you belong.
Making terror.
Float to where you belong.
Gris, I don't hear you say this.
Float to where you belong.
I'm saying it.
Float to where you belong.
And
float
as
belong?
Marco goes
float
on,
to where you belong.
Let's roll our float first con saves.
Float to where you belong.
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 Shit.
You fail your first con save. Let's see if let's go.
If my house gets haunted after this, I'm gonna
oh my god,
you.
I rolled a 10 too.
Float to where you belong.
Float to where you belong.
Okay.
Float to where you belong.
Assistant saves.
Float to where you belong.
Marco continues, belong. Continues, and continues.
Float to where you belong.
And the magic aura that is surrounding you is pulsating at this
belong.
Point. And
float to where you belong.
Float to where you belong.
Read. All of a sudden, that black figure you saw
float
earlier
you
appears and tries to enter the circle, like right where you're at,
float
but can't. He like, and just you hear this screech, like just something only like a devil could fucking do, like a demon. It sounded so just evil.
And this is against me, right?
Yeah, it like just appeared right where you're at.
I'm gonna give him the finger. Float with where you belong.
I'm also gonna make you roll a Constitution saving throw, so you don't get scared and like jump and mess up like the blood.
Oh great!
Oh, no.
Blood ring.
Oh no.
21.
Oh,
20.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm just gonna
you're
give him
fine.
The finger.
You like
the finger. Float to where you belong.
You're about to jump, but then you just like result like no, I can't. I can't fucking stop. And you just like kind of close your eyes and just keep going.
Float to where you
and
belong.
Then another
float
one
you
appears
belong.
Right in front
float
of you, Gris.
To where you belong.
So now there's float. Two of them. Roll a Constitution saving throw. See if you can not be frightened.
This is not gonna
I
be
hope
good
you
voice.
Roll good.
You're...
Oh my god, that's a natural one.
Why?
Oh no.
Oh no.
You jump and you stumble on the words a little bit. You don't break the circle. You're about to, but don't. But you hesitate. You like fuck up the words. And all of a sudden, you just see you're like right by Marco right now. And he's performing the ritual, and you just see blood starting to drip out of his ears.
Great.
And he like you could tell that he's super winced in pain, but like fortifies himself. You just effectively took half of his health points away.
Float to where you belong.
By the way, did you make him proficient in con saves?
Yes. Who? Yes, I did.
Okay.
I added it to both of them.
Good, good, good.
And no, I'm not doing this in Reed's voice because holy shit, that would break my voice.
Yeah,
I stopped doing that in Goose Flix. I was like, yeah, I'd be dead.
Okay, so let's roll another con save.
Oh, to where you belong.
Float.
To where you belong.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Another
natural one.
Float to where you belong.
I need to succeed on the next three.
You have one more chance. Yeah, you have three more. Well, yeah. Oh my god.
I'm going to step a bitch if he doesn't succeed this.
Oh, I rolled an 8. That's a failure. Okay, let's see. Marco failed a second time, probably due to him just taking an insane amount of damage. And the assistant fails as well.
Oh my god.
Float to where you belong.
Okay. Due to the all three of you failing your constitution saves, Reed and Gris notice the white aura of magic is not as bright anymore, and one of the dark shadowy creatures that have red piercing eyes is sticking an arm through it now and is trying to make its way in. I guess there's nothing else we can do but roll another constitution saving throw now.
To where you belong. I'm gonna kill you if you don't
float.
Well, it doesn't matter because I failed both my throws.
Oh my fucking, you failed all throws so far. Every single throw.
So
can you use those red dice?
What happens?
Please?
Well, it was nice knowing Philvandar as I know.
What happens?
Him.
God damn it. The aura bursts. It sends Reed and Gris flying into whatever stops them first, probably buildings. The all three, Philvandar, Marco, and his assistants, get blown back into the ground, unconscious. The creatures that were there also got blown away, and you guys don't know if they're still around or not. We'll pick it up with Reed and Gris. You guys are probably thrown up against buildings, I imagine. We'll say, Gris, you got thrown up against this building. Reed, you got thrown up against the alchemy. Well, actually, no. It'd be the adjacent building. Yeah. Right.
Fuck.
Oh no. Can we take five?
So we don't lose our memory. It's only the guys inside the circle.
Yeah. Or? No, you guys don't lose your memory.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Oh,
I'm sorry, Witcher. Wow. Wait.
Oh, I gotta roll my percentage.
Yeah,
test
you
for
gotta
the
roll.
Oblivion
you
gate.
Gotta roll.
Oh god.
No.
Oh, god.
No.
How much damage
did
I take?
No. No. You can fuck out. Don't.
I can't believe I just rolled that.
Let me guess. Come on.
No.
Imperial City.
Ark?
No.
Or Anvil, I mean?
What is it?
Well, we wouldn't know if it's not in command.
You don't know, and I'm not gonna tell you.
Wonderful.
Oh come on.
Dude, you can't roll a percentage, have a reaction like that, and not tell us.
Yeah.
That's not so fair.
The camera pans across the sky night to the Imperial City.
I knew it. Oh my god.
All of the sudden, chaos erupts and an Oblivion Gate opens in the middle of the marketplace.
float to where you belong?
Soon, the city will be filled with screams and fire. And we'll see what happens. Will this Oblivion Gate just kill everything in the Imperial City? And did I just ruin this campaign? I don't know. But I guess we're going to have to find out next time.
No.
Yes. On EDDS. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
I fucking nailed this shit and you guys fucked it up!